from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The NFL is set up to do this with the team and with the player. And if a team wants to do what the Niners are doing for whatever reason, and I think it has to do with they don't think he's worth $28 million.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Stoney, when you say I'm usually pro player. I think you were pro Warriors with Clay, right? After he turned down the 2 for $48 million.
I guess I'm just putting that to the test. I just could totally see why the Warriors didn't want Clay back. And I can completely see why maybe at this point the Niners are like, okay.
Could it be about the guaranteed money?
I don't know.
Because that's a big part of this.
Well, it's probably about a million different things.
But... Yeah, okay, all good.
What?
No, he was looking for the Lombardi sound that was on with Willard and Dibbs on the Rose. But neither here nor there, man. This is, I think this is the issue. They're on every outlet, if you're into that. This looks like you don't have your house in order. It's happened all the time, and they'll get it done. But
the Niners. I disagree with
that. But they've been putting money away, I thought, for a rainy day.
Yeah,
and
Purdy,
right.
For Purdy.
But Stoney, we don't know if that's going up or down, and I believe not. Oh, it will never go away.
Well, it's not going to go up
or down. But what about this year? I think you're on record as saying, "Goo, yeah, this year matters in regard to how much he gets."
I'm on record for saying, I don't think the Niners look at this year as all or nothing. I mean, do they want to win the Super Bowl? Yes. Have they not been able to break the door down? Yes. But if you think for 1 minute that Shanahan and Lynch don't think this team's going to be good in 2 or 3 years, I think you're wrong. Mm. I think they're trying to build something here where they stay on top for a while. And maybe they view it as, look, we run the football. We can't have two guys. We're not the Eagles. We have a guy at running back who's our stalwart.
Well, I'll tell you what.
We can't afford it.
Yeah, going back to Lombardi's audio, if it's 28 or 30, that explains why this, like that, I believe it's 30. That's what I just think about Ayuk. Like, I ain't mad at him.
Okay, well,
but I believe you're impressionable to the point to where your brother and your girlfriend are in your ear. This just means, Donnie, and you want that 30. And when you sat down in front of Ryan Clark and the rest of the gang, you want that Steph Curry. That's a gap. But now you got me thinking the 20.
You know, and the funny thing is like I really wanted to keep Acho on the phone, but he had to go. You know, he was saying, you got him to the Super Bowl. He made this catch, that. And I said, well, his numbers in the playoffs were not good.
Three catches and six
targets.
And
he said, well, he wasn't targeted. If he was targeted like Debo 10 times. And I'm thinking to myself, and listen, I'm not saying Acho's wrong, but the other side of the argument is, Maybe he wasn't targeted because he wasn't open.
But your boy, me, watched it last night. There were a couple overthrows. Started, he had beat his man. It would have been big games.
Okay, so give him 30.
Okay.
I mean, okay, you know, give him 30
that.
Because he got open but didn't catch a ball.
I'm going to just say be careful what you wish for.
Nobody's wishing for this, Goo. Nobody wishes for this. But there's
a price to be paid by your decision. And if somehow you decide to trade him because you feel like you don't need him, or you miscalculate and you find out, damn, he was worth 30 if he's gone, then it's too late.
Do you know that there's a risk of giving him 30?
Interesting.
You don't think there is?
From what I've seen, I don't believe so.
I do. I mean, I just can't pay. I can understand why they do not want to give him 28 to 30 million on this particular team right here, right now, where they are.
Okay, I want to put that to
test. It's the same thing with Klay Thompson. Does it stink? Yes. But I understand why the Warriors didn't want to pay Klay Thompson as much as he wanted right here, right now.
So
it's the way it goes in pro sports.
Let me put that to the test.
Like, there's not a big deal going on here to me.
So when Brock is up, the market matters, or are you saying, Guru, it matters with the quarterback because he's more important than Ayuk is to this team?
Well, I'll tell you right now,
if
the 49ers make Brock Purdy an offer before any other quarterback next offseason gets an offer, and it's the comparable salary to what Ayuk's making, I guarantee you Purdy takes it.
Mm.
I guarantee it. I can't, but.
No, I hear you. This is something. I know people could keep, you know,
it's
August
something.
13th, July 21st, July 31st, September 6th last year with Bosa. Those are the dates. But, man, this is, well, and they haven't doubled back and talked to him since May, reportedly?
Because he's been a goof. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I should say, maybe the 49ers think he's acting like a goof.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't advise him to do what he's done, but I'll say this about Pearsall. He's a rookie, Stoney, and you think he can play 17 and he's got something going on now?
Yeah,
it ain't been hit?
I think they got Pearsall and they have Juwan Jennings. And who the hell is Ayuk?
I'm BA.
One good year.
Kept
he didn't
seat.
Block his first 2 years in the league, but Kyle didn't even want to put him on the field. Telmo in San Francisco. What's up, Telmo? How you doing, man? No individual is bigger than the
team. What's up, baby?
Don't you ever forget it.
Mm-hmm. So here, check this out. So at the beginning of this whole negotiating the extension, the whole talk was like, hey, they're going to pay Ayuk, and then at the end of the season, they're going to likely let go of Debo or maybe even have to move off Kittle. We know Brock Purdy needs to get paid. The Trent Williams situation after next season, they might need another stalwart on the line, a veteran presence, a real dependable kind of shore up that O-line. So here's what I'm thinking. Since they offered him that offer and he said no because he thinks he's top three in the league or whatever, they brought in Pearsall and that other receiver they drafted. They might have seen stuff at camp that they liked. They brought Juwan Jennings back. Debo's been in the lab. He's been getting leaner and quicker.
Yeah.
And they might have said, hey, man, we want you to play more and stay off on the field. We're not going to run you in these run plays. We got McCaffrey. We're going to use you as a wide receiver, and you're going to get more touches that way. Hey, Kittle, we're going to get you the ball again because we miss you catching the ball the way you used to. And then they have all these other options that they're like, you know what? Maybe we just save that $26 million, and next year when we either need to pay a lineman or we need to pay Brock Purdy, we have a lot more flexibility. And in the meantime, we have all these other things that we think can make up that production by committee, whether Debo, Kittle, Juwan Jennings getting more or some of the rookies getting involved.
Telmo, let me ask you this before you go. Did you just
For
do
sure.
you feel that way now, or when they announced that Pearsall was their draft pick, did you start feeling like you're looking at the handwriting on the wall? Because that's when it first hit for me. When they drafted Pearsall, I said, oh, somebody's leaving.
Yeah, when they drafted Pearsall, you really saw that it was either going to be Ayuk or Debo, right? So you kind of knew the writing on the wall was for one of them, and I think the consensus was it was Debo. But since this whole scenario's played out differently, and I think people have seen, liked what they've seen from Pearsall in camp, and you've seen the videos of Debo. He's fast now. He's out there running with them young guys, and he was, they were showing his top speed, and I think he's ready to become more of a, go back to being more of a receiver, taking less impact on his body because they want him to be healthy. So you got Debo, you got Juwan Jennings, you got Pearsall, you got Christian McCaffrey who can catch the ball. You can throw to Kittle more again. You have so many other options that they're like, $30 million, that just doesn't make sense for us to pay you that much money when we have these other options, and we know in a year from now or 2 years from now we need to use that money.
Well, yeah. They tell Mo. I mean, I'm not saying you're right. I'm not saying you're wrong. But I think you're right on the money with what the 49ers are thinking. I mean, in Kyle and Lynch, we trust.
Yeah, but I'll say this.
You know what? They know he stinks.
No, it's not even about that, Stoddy. They got some misses at wide receivers since they've been here, the Niners. And now you get a dude to make second pro all team.
But media vote. Media vote.
But it's still a media vote. No, but my point is, Donnie.
You know he's not a top four receiver.
Well, damn, second, there's 32 teams.
Well, that's my point. If he's second team all pro and you're going to bring that to the table, that means he's one of the top four receivers. Two receivers on the first team, two receivers on the second team. He's not. He's not a top four receiver.
Okay, forget that for a minute. How important is, like, you really have an inflated opinion of Brock Purdy to where you feel like you could lose?
No.
No, for the people that say, oh, just let him go, he ain't worth it, and expect Brock Purdy to be Brock Purdy, I think you haven't been watching. Ayuk is a bad dude.
Right, and I think we're kidding ourselves if we think 1 year from now the 49ers are going to have Brock Purdy at 55, Brandon Ayuk at 30, Debo Samuel at 25, Christian McCaffrey at 18, Trent Williams at blah, 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 Bosa at blah, 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 blah. It's like,
I always thought Debo was the man, odd man out, and he even had spoke to it this past off season, basically like he could see the handwriting on the wall. Why would, if you know Ayuk is your guy moving forward?
They don't. Why do you say they know? They clearly don't. They don't think he's as good as he thinks he is right now.
And I thought the injury history between him and Debo was, you know, point goes to Ayuk, that it wasn't even close, that I thought Debo would be the odd man out.
Well, maybe they're saying, yeah, well, we understand why Debo gets hurt because he runs hard every single play. And not that Ayuk doesn't, but we understand why Debo's more injury prone because of his style.
Yeah.
Bobby's in Los Altos.
Bobby.
What's up, Bobby? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I think, first of all, look, I'm always going to feel for the player. Obviously, when you have 53 people, as a fan, I'm frustrated because I'm always going to be a fan of the team and not particularly a player. But you can't blame Ayuk. I think, first of all, I think this is a pretty simple contract negotiation. I think that Debo's was a lot more complicated because it came down to, am I a wide receiver? Am I a running back? How are you going to pay me? I play with such hard contact, you know, I'm probably going to get hurt. So how much, you know, are they going to figure that one out? And obviously it got done before the season started. So with Ayuk, I feel like it's pretty simple. You guys keep talking about AAV when I think really what it comes down to is how much guaranteed money is he going to get? And I think as long as they give him a higher percentage or a higher amount of guaranteed money than the number two receivers, then I think this will get done pretty quickly. Now, you guys keep saying about Ayuk, and obviously I don't know. They gave him a number, whatever it was, to 26, and he turned it down because he thought he was worth more. I'm going to counter by saying I think he thought, look, I know Jefferson's going to get a contract renegotiation or a new contract. I want to see what the new number is so that is the new ceiling. So I think actually Ayuk was pretty smart to wait because he knew that Jefferson was going to blow the roof off whatever the highest contract was, and then he could work from there. So I don't think
but
you
Bobby,
guys are being really
that's
fair
how
to
he
him.
Got burnt. That's how, and I got to say, you're, we love you, B, but for you to say simple and the guy is requested a trade, I think that train has left the track, I mean, left the station. And then you're right. That's what I just told Stein. He probably was like, let these other guys blow it and, you know, blow the market open and then I'll come get mine. But the Niners said, not so fast.
Hey, shoot. I wish Bobby would have hung on there, but because the guaranteed number was $66 million. That's what was reported, Bobby, as the guarantee. And I get, and I'll tell you this right now. I'll bet you any money that one of the reasons the 49ers gave him that offer at that time was because they didn't want to compare him to Jefferson and the guys who are going to get paid big money. They said, hey, look, we'll start. You know what? Why don't you set the market? 26, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but he didn't bite.
Exactly. He didn't. He didn't. And now the Niners are saying, okay.
Oh, man.
You didn't bite.
Oh, man.
Here's the other thing, and this is exactly, this is what I mean about, sorry, but it's like, if you say, hey, I react to new information, okay, I'll give you that. I will give you that. So now let's take a look at it. When they extended Deebo Samuel, they didn't have Christian McCaffrey. They didn't have Brock Purdy. I think their quarterback was Garoppolo.
Yeah, you're right.
They had no weapons at that point other than Kittle. They had to pay Deebo at that point because he was their most dynamic offensive player. Now they've got Deebo and McCaffrey. So that's just circumstance.
Both been paid.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. The circumstances have changed.
And that's why I went on my little tirade earlier about, nothing stays open forever. And I know the Niners, you know, the future is bright, especially if Brock Purdy's the guy. But, Stani, sometimes in sports, you got to cast that chip. And I just feel like they're playing
Brandon
with fire.
Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk should have cashed that chip.
Oh, man.
He should have cashed that chip, clearly.
Or they could be stalling him out. And Tuesday and next week before we're out there with the roast for training camp, something gets done. But they ain't, Ocho said since May.
That's right. Because the guy turned down 26.
And we're going to it, my spouse and I, and she ain't called me in a month. Oh, Stani, it's like, oh boy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised that you don't
look at Carter like, what's good talking about? You'll get there one day, bud. But no, nah, you know what? Come on, man.
No.
I'm team IU.
I know you are. And that's why I'm team 49ers.
Shocker.
We got to go to Grandpa Daddy.
Our guy.
He's in Hayward. Hey, Grandpa. 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 Set your boy Guru straight, please.
Listen, Guru. I love your heart, man. I really do. It's really good to have a good heart, Guru, and you have that. But it's pragmatism, bro. Look, I'm a businessman. Guru, he's right, dude. You don't need it. You got Kittle. You got Deebo, Jennings, and you're going to have Pearsall. They don't need Ayuk. You know, Ayuk is like, he's a legend in his own mind, homie. When you got an ego like that big, you don't need an eagle that big, bro. You know, you got to let it go.
Mm.
You ain't all that in a bag of chips plus tax. You know what? Go get your money, homie. Trust the system. Shanahan and Lynch, they've been doing it. Look, we got to the Super Bowl. They can do it, guys. I'm serious. We don't need Ayuk. I mean, hey, I'm pro get your money, but how much money do you need to get? I'm going to tell you something right now, and I'm going to end with this. All these guys make too much money, bro. If you ask me.
Yeah.
Freaking all of them. I mean, really. Come on, let's keep it real, man. How much money you make? How much money I make? They make way too much money for playing sports. Come on, dog. Come on. They need to put a cap on that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to say the wrong word. Put a cap on it, baby.
Pay the teachers of the world.
Wait, didn't Grandpa owe us something?
What?
Didn't you lose a bet to us last year?
No, you bet, or you and him.
What was our bet?
I bet that the Niners would make it to the Super Bowl.
Please.
And they did.
Now, you said they'd win it.
I didn't say they would win. No.
So
I just put my money on.
He had the money.
I put my money on they would make it to the ask Dibs. Ask Mark and Dibs. My money is they'll make it to the Super Bowl.
So are you telling me I lost the bet to you?
No, you didn't lose the bet to me, Tiny. I just said I put my money up to the game,
gotcha.
The 95-7 the game, and I won. And then Mark gave the money to his kid, remember? Oh,
yes, I got you. Hey, Grandpa, you're the best, man. Thank you so much for calling. Love you. I need to respond to a YouTube
texter.
Guy named Dennis. Mm-hmm. We call people out on the YouTube chat, Dennis. Yeah. Steiny's shilling for big corporations.
I love that
while
one.
Goo is for the common man getting the bag.
Not letting you.
Now, this is nuanced.
You reap what you sow.
This is nuanced, Dennis. I am not shilling for big corporations or the Niners. What I'm saying is, this is what the system wrought. I totally get it.
No, it ain't, because the market tells me I should be getting 30 easy.
No, it doesn't. And the Niners are saying, no, the market doesn't. You are not in that league. You have a lot of nerve thinking you're Justin Jefferson. You've got a lot of nerve thinking you're
Tyreek. But to you guys, I'm your best receiver. Miss me with Justin Jefferson. I'm a top flight receiver to you.
On a running team. Sorry.
No, you ain't had that work for you in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. So they're one of the best two teams.
And he was overthrown in the Super Bowl, yeah. Steiny. No, I told you, that's fresh in my mind.
Okay.
Two or three passes.
He stinks, Goo.
Please. I said, bro, I would have hit that
He's
pass.
He's run of the mill.
Now you're
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.